that the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
Monday's almost done for us. Larry's coming up in a little bit. Before that, we got to get some entertaining news in there. Brady is ready to do that. It's called the Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And evidently this weekend, a lot of KUPD folks just decided to try that free trial. I got three or four emails going, dude, you're no joke. That was the best hour of my life, and probably a little longer than that. You get the class, the trial class, and get in there. Check it out. First one's on them. They'll let you show up and say, hey, give it a try. If you like it, we'll sign up. If not, trust me, you're going to like it. And it's trying to get in shape right now. Summer's coming. Got to get your bikini on. It'll help you look better in your bathing suit, which is right around the corner. And I saw myself with a pair of tight shorts on, compression shorts, the other day. Whew. The surgery slowed me down a little bit, let's just say. These, I didn't like what I'd seen. And it's kind of packing up on my back. Like, my front's still okay. For some reason, I got back fat brewing. I'm still going. I haven't been capable of doing the hard work I've been doing. I even told Jay on Friday, I'm like, let's get a little cardio going. Let's focus in on a little bit of, let's work less shoulder stuff and I'll get the shoulder taken care of. I need you guys to help me out with this bundt cake I've got hanging out over my pants all of a sudden. It's been tough because, things will slow you down in life. Next thing you know, you haven't worked out properly for a while and you're trying, but, the surgery kind of stopped me. And it's amazing how fast that stuff piles on and starts to show. I got to get that summer body back, Brady. And there's no faster or better or more fun way to do that than head on up to ReactDefense.com. You're going to get in better shape. You're going to learn a bunch of stuff. You're going to be smarter. You're going to have some stuff in your tool belt you didn't have before and something you can't get at one of those box gyms that puts you on a treadmill and lets you run. You're going to be a different person in a good way. Meet a lot of cool people doing it too. ReactDefense.com. They got it in Phoenix. They got it in Glendale. They got it in Chandler. They got it online. TacticalBlackVault.com as well. You should get on over there. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
Since breaking it off with A-Rod, Jennifer Lopez has been spending time with her ex-boyfriend, Ben Affleck. But sources say they've always been friends.
They're just drinking buddies.
It's daytime visits, but it doesn't matter. Daytime visit, you can still take it to the base.
That's right. But always remember when you're taking it to the base what Brady says. That's true. Got to wait for nighttime for that one.
Jennifer Garner is aware of these friendly visits as well. She said, that's great.
She didn't care.
Yeah. I want the best for Ben.
Right.
What matters most to her is Ben being a great dad.
She wants the best for him. That's Absolutely. Why she buys him Maker's Mark Black.
What does Jennifer Garner think?
Here's the best one I found, some Maker's Mark Black. It's the best for you, Ben.
Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
Has raised $25 million during the pandemic. For out-of-work line cooks, servers, other restaurant professionals. Well, who jumped in are some big corporations.
Right, they did it.
PepsiCo, Uber Eats, Procter & Gamble.
All right. Nice job,
guy. Give him credit for spearheading.
I'll give him credit for taking credit for it.
That's a good thing.
I'll give him credit for taking all the credit.
He says, I'm not into shaming people and telling who didn't donate. That's not my style. But Jeff Bezos, they didn't help us out. Amazon.
Shut up. You got $25 million.
Why would you do that?
Zip it. You didn't get any from me either. Bezos doesn't have to give all his money to you.
And guess who's not giving you money next time, too, now?
Yeah.
Right.
Way to go.
Way to turn that faucet off, dummy. Now go throw raisins on French fries and call it cuisine, idiot. And nice job on the charity work, but you can continue to F yourself. That guy drives me nuts.
Josh Duggar was charged with receipt and possession of child pornography on Friday. He pleaded not guilty. As far as his parents, Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar, they issued a statement saying the accusations brought against Joshua today are very serious, and it is our prayer that the truth, no matter what it is, will come to light and they'll be able to resolve it in a timely manner.
Sure.
But, he made the headlines in 2015.
For touching his sisters.
Yeah.
I think you might have a problem.
Five girls, four of them were sisters. And then he admitted to cheating on his wife, Anna.
With a sister?
No, that was later that year in 2015.
With a teen?
Well, it doesn't
say,
say that, but
of age.
He did to admit to a porn addiction.
Okay, here we go.
Here's the other good news is they're expecting their seventh kid, he and Anna.
Have you seen the South Park where they try to figure out what makes celebrities lose their minds and start having sex with people outside of like their relationships and stuff? And they're like, we can't figure it out why any man who's making millions of dollars and has models throwing themselves at him would fall for this thing. And so they did a test and they just put piles of money in a monkey cage and the monkeys grab the money and just start banging everything in the cage. Like, oh my God, it's money. Money's the problem. It's one of the best episodes ever because it's Tiger Woods and the kids are playing the video game and Tiger's lined up here at the third hole. And then all of a sudden, Elon comes out and starts hitting him with it. It's in the video game. He never golfs. He just gets beat up by her every hole.
We had a celebrity death. Olympia Dukakis passed away.
Yeah.
Moonstruck. That's a big one for your people. Yeah. Like, Olympia was in a couple of Italian movies. What was the other one that was big? It was Moonstruck and then...
Mighty Aphrodite.
That's a good one.
Sinatra.
There was another big movie in the 80s she did.
Steel Magnolias.
That's the one.
Yeah. She was like 90 or something.
Yeah,
right?
She was old.
You'll like this. Apparently, even cars have to audition for the Fast and Furious movies.
All right.
They roll them in like...
It matters.
You're not worthy, bro.
Even as a car guy, you don't care about these movies.
No, they're stupid.
They're terrible.
The first one was... The first one was good. I liked the first one, but after that, it's just ridiculous.
I just got out of jail again.
God, you're a terrible actor. Could you just say Groot in this one, too?
Groot.
Good, good, good. Now, drive the car.
Brett told me this, that Moneybag Yo earns his first number one album.
Oh, yeah.
Gangster Spain.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Moneybag Yo is the number one album in the country?
Yeah.
Really?
What is wrong with this world?
What does Moneybag Yo do?
I don't know.
Find it.
A Gangsta's Pain.
I'm going to guess it sucks.
It's the number one
album.
I've
always felt bad for A Gangsta's Pain.
The other one you want to check into
is... listed on Google as an American songwriter.
Well, he is. I mean, I'm going to take that away. But what's his name? Mo Money, what?
Moneybag Yo.
Moneybag Yo.
Mo Money.
Mo Money Pawn?
No, they don't need money.
They don't have to do it. They're doing
great.
You're
like, nah, we're good.
Moneybag Yo. Maybe it's great.
I'm betting no.
You don't think so?
No.
Come on.
Fuck it, I'm
crying. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
First word was the F word.
Like
I said. First word was the F word.
How could that be number one?
That's how it's number one. But I didn't know Moneybag Yo was going to punch me in the nose on the first cut.
Well, this one might be. There's a new plus size boy band in China called Produce Pandas.
The members
are Ding, Cass, Husky, Otter, and Mr. 17.
Oh, are they?
They weigh an average of 220 pounds. Sorry.
You don't
222 after breakfast.
Right, so this is supposedly clean with him and Megan Thee Stallion.
Might have had it, but it's still grip tight. If you get into a bag, you the hot girl type. 400 degrees, I ain't juvenile. Do say got her going wild.
Kind of like
child. Clean it up, go get a towel. Shawty get the shaking when she cream cake batter. Telling me.
Ooh, cream cake batter.
Yeah.
Brady likes it.
Big fan now.
What was the other? What's the fat Chinese boy band?
Produced pandas.
Help me out with that.
Produced pandas.
Produced as in past tense pandas.
Just produce.
Produce.
Pandas.
Produce pandas.
Produce pandas.
That's what I would say.
Yeah. Produce pandas.
Okay. Yeah. That's probably.
As in pandas that roam the produce aisle. If the Jeopardy guy is in trouble for the white power salute, this guy's got a pendant.
He's got a pendant.
Money bag, yo.
But it's just the Sassoon. If you turned it over,
right. All right. Produced pandas.
Produce pandas.
Yeah.
I got to go.
No D on the end.
This is good stuff. Oh, plus size boy band. Larry, you got to get on this and get this fat Chinese boy band on the air.
Oh, my God.
They're not
those slobs
fat.
Have never seen any produce in their life except on top of a burger.
They don't eat burgers. To America. Is it okay to call them chunks?
Yes.
Okay.
No offense, Dom, because I know that I'm on the plus size too, but this looks like a bunch of Doms, short guys that are just
wearing their Dixon shirts.
Yeah. And that's why, because Dom wears those shirts.
Dom's dressed like this boy band. Do any of them have Corey Taylor tattooed to their calf? Oh, this is pretty solid right there.
That's a throwdown.
I think that's
there.
Mia Farrow and Woody Allen's one kid. I think the one with the circle glasses on. The one that Anyway, well, good luck to them. I hope they work out. We're all done. Let's get the heck out of here, shall we? Well, that's our day in a nutshell, everyone. Monday's in the books. Larry's coming up next. You be nice to him. He's got all sorts of stuff for you. And that's it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. So long!
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.